Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. We have listeners from all over the world, and we are so grateful for all of you. We especially love reading your reviews. Thank you for writing them. And if you haven't written one yet, please do. Your reviews help other families find our show so that more kids and grown-ups and even pets can stay relaxed.
Hello, Awe Island friends. Did you know that our Patreon memberships include access to the whole Awe Island library? Plus, you'll get an exclusive extra episode every week. Visit patreon.com/Awe Island to become a member. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. And now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Very good. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. Ready to find your cloud? It's in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. As you float in your cloud, you feel the warm breeze swirl around you. As your soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Take another deep breath, like a dragon, in and out. You enjoy feeling like you are floating as the cozy cloud continues to hug and rock you. Back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Sharing at the Sanctuary. Hey everyone, Kiera Koala called out from her tree, pointing to the ground. Some of the other animals in the Awe Island Animal Sanctuary looked over to her, wondering why she was so excited this morning. Look what arrived at the sanctuary today, Kiera exclaimed. On the ground was a huge box. Its lid was open, revealing its contents. all sorts of colorful and fun-looking toys that everyone could play with. Kian Koala yawned as he lay on a branch of the tree opposite Kiara. He felt sleepy today, and even the promise of new toys couldn't get him to leave his cozy branch. Not at first, anyway. But he looked over to where Kiara was pointing and gazed down into the big open box. He saw a big duck-shaped floaty first. Henrietta Hippo would probably enjoy that, Kian thought. He could also see scratching posts, squeaky toys, and frisbees of all colors. There was even a huge beach ball. Oliver Elephant would love that. At this point, Kian decided maybe it was worth him leaving his comfy branch after all, to see what else was in the box. Kian climbed down from his tree, moving over to the box that everyone was starting to gather around. As he peered closer into the box, a green ball caught his eye. Kian pulled it out of the box, his paws feeling that it was made of hard plastic. When he shook it, it made a beautiful sound. He looked through the holes carved into the ball and saw a small bell. He shook it again, happily listening to the sound. Ring, ring, ring. The bell inside made a wonderful tinkling, chiming sound with every shake of the ball. Oh, that sounds fun, Kiara commented, looking over at him. Kian paused, holding the ball closer to himself. But I found it first, he said. Kiara smiled. Yes, I know, she replied. But when you're done, may I have a turn? Kian didn't answer for a moment. He really liked the ball, and he kind of wanted to keep it for himself. He noticed that the other sanctuary animals were already playing with the new toys, and some of them were playing by themselves. He noticed Henrietta pushing the duck floaty around the pool with her nose, and he saw Oliver using his trunk to hit the beach ball high into the air, not letting it touch the ground. I want to keep playing with it, Kian said, hugging the new ball. Kiara went quiet, thinking. She looked at Kian, then the ball, then back at him. She moved closer to him, stopping a couple feet away. Okay, she said quietly. But after you've had it to yourself for a little while, how about we play with it together? Together? Kian asked, slightly loosening his grip on the ball. Yes, together, Kiara confirmed. We can both play with the ball together. To Kian, that sounded like a pretty good idea. He wanted to play with the ball, but he didn't want to make Kiara sad by keeping it to himself. And it wasn't exclusively his ball, he admitted to himself. I guess we could, he said cautiously. Yes, said Kiara encouragingly. That way, we're both playing with it, and no one feels left out. Besides, for me, playing with you is more fun than playing by myself anyway, even with a new toy. Kian paused a moment and then said slowly, I actually didn't think about that. He set the ball down on the ground between them. Kiara smiled. She reached forward with one of her paws, rolling the ball gently against the ground. The bell inside it softly rang with each movement. Kiara smiled even bigger. She had an idea. I know, she exclaimed. Let's play catch. That's always fun. I can roll the ball to you, and then you roll it back to me. It'll sound really pretty with that bell ringing inside. That sounds good, Kian nodded, backing up a bit and sitting a few more feet away from Kiara. Kiara laughed, using her paw to push the ball and roll it towards Kian. As she pushed it towards him, she said, "You really like this ball, right? What about the other toys in the box?" "The other toys look fun too," Kian said, catching the ball with his paw and rolling it back, listening to the sound of the bell. "But I really like the sound of the bell," he explained. "It's kind of relaxing." Kiara smiled and caught the ball that Kian had passed to her. Then she rolled it back to him once again. "That's true. It is relaxing," she agreed. "To me, it sounds like you're going to be whisked away into a magical land." "I think I hear that too," said Kian excitedly. Listening carefully to the bells ringing, Kian took a moment to imagine being whisked away to a magical land as the two friends continued to roll the ball back and forth, giving the sound a steady rhythm. As Kian listened, he thought about some of the fairy tale stories that his friend, Leroy Lion, would tell him sometimes when he couldn't sleep at night. They were stories about lordly lions, panda princesses, and koala kings, and beautiful castles built high up in towering eucalyptus trees. The sound of the bell made him feel as happy as he felt when hearing the happy endings of those wonderful stories. Kian was roused from his imaginings when Kiara said suddenly, "You know, I saw a rope in that box too. We could tie it to a tree and take turns swinging on it." "Oh, that sounded interesting," Kian thought. Catching the ball one last time, Kian set down the ball and said, "Yes, that sounds like a lot of fun. Let's do it." Kian went over to the big box. As he leaned over to put the green ball back inside, he could see the bright yellow rope that Kiara had mentioned. He reached in and pulled out the rope and returned to Kiara's side with the rope. Together, they went over to one of the nearby trees and began to climb. Kian held the rope in his teeth until the two little koalas reached the upper branches of the tree. Then Kiara helped him tie the rope in a sturdy knot on one of the thickest branches. "You go first," said Kian. Smiling her thanks, Kiara climbed partway down the rope by gripping it tightly in her paws. Once she felt secure, she began to sway her body back and forth to start the rope swinging. Once she got a little momentum, she began swinging faster, back and forth, back and forth. Kiara laughed when the rope started to swing even higher, the wind blowing her fur around. "Whee! This is really fun!" Kiara exclaimed at Kian with a big grin. "But I think you should have a turn now." "Thank you," said Kian, seeing how much fun Kiara was having and wanting to join in. Kiara slowly came to a stop, and once the rope was steady, climbed back up to the tree branch where the rope was tied, so Kian could get on for his turn. Kian happily crawled down the rope, gripping it tightly, copying what he saw Kiara do. Then he moved his body back and forth, rocking gently so the rope could start moving with a little help from him. Like Kiara, as he gained momentum, he began to go higher and higher, swinging steadily back and forth, back and forth, as he held tightly on with his paws. He laughed loudly with joy. He felt like he was flying through the air. Even though he was having fun, Kian remembered after a few minutes that it should be Kiara's turn again. He slowed the swinging of the rope and climbed back up to the branch so Kiara could switch with him. As the afternoon wore on, Kiara and Kian switched every so often, taking turns playing on the rope. After a while, they wanted to change again, so they climbed back down the tree to play with the green ball again. They played catch for a long time, enjoying the pleasant ring, ring, ring of the chiming bell inside the ball until the sun began to set. It was only then that the two little koalas realized how sleepy they were. "I think it's time to say goodnight, Kian," Kiara said, after letting out a big yawn. The two little koalas put the toys they played with back into the box. Before climbing up their tree to go to sleep, Kian turned to Kiara. "Kiara," he said, "thank you for encouraging me to share today. I'm so glad we played together with the new toys. I had so much more fun with you than I ever would have had if I kept the ball all to myself." "You're welcome, Kian," Kiara replied with a big smile. "I had a wonderful time." "Good night, Kiara," Kian said. Kian slowly climbed up his tree until he reached his favorite branch. He tucked himself into the branch's nook where it met the tree trunk. There he curled up, resting his head on the thick branch and looking up at the night sky. Kian let out a big yawn while gazing at the twinkling stars. He shifted his weight to find a comfortable position, stretching out his legs, and then relaxing. The little koala was thankful that the animal sanctuary received the new toys today, since now he and his friends would have more things to play with. He was thankful that he had shared the new toys with Kiara instead of keeping everything for himself. Spending time with the others was more enjoyable than just having a new toy all to himself. The little koala cuddled up against the branch, staring up at the stars above for a minute. Feeling peaceful, Kian took a deep dragon breath, in and out. He smiled as he realized that more than anything, he was grateful for his good friend Kiara, who always made things fun and who had reminded him of the importance of sharing. Kian took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Finally, he took one more deep dragon breath, in and out. He closed his eyes, and Kian fell into a deep sleep under the beautiful starry sky. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.